you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head.
Another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory. I never realized how happy you made me, oh man. Well, you came and you gave, well, I'll take it. But I sent you.
That was Pleasant and I, I suppose. 21 minutes past 11 o'clock. And for those of you who are not going to sleep just at the moment and would care to take off to Leeson Street, I have on special instructions that Rona at Susie Street is going to give away a free glass of wine to all new customers who have never been there before. That sounds a nice idea. See you down there later.
Just smile for me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. And I'm sure that you're an angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will rise. The only way to fly is on.
And the music continues, 29 past 11.
One, I can hardly express my mixed emotions and my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And one, I will try to express my inner feelings.
That's John Lennon and a song which he wrote before his death called Woman. A beautiful song it was too. It's Chicago and that song which is called Not to Say I'm Sorry. Chris Barry up at midnight.
To you, I promise to. Jean. No, I never knew you at all. You had to raise your hopes yourself, but those around you crawled out of the woodwork, and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill, and they made you change your name.
Of love.
a ray of sun is felt. And I'm crazy about you, baby, can't you see? I'd be so delighted if you would come with me.
Jeffrey Osborne, and it's called On the Wings of Love. It's 16 towards midnight on Nova in Nightcap. If you want to hear your name on the Nightcap, and maybe for Jason Maine to say a special good night to you, why don't you write to us?
You know when I've been so blue, don't know what come over you. You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is a now. Brown eyes.
messages now to write to Jason Mayne should you like to hear a particular song. I'm sorry, if you'd like to hear your name be mentioned and a special good night for yourself or your good lady. What you do is write to Post Box 1433 Dublin 2 and then Jason can say good night. You'll love that, won't you? Lovely. Here's Christy Berg.
Let us talk no more. Let us go to sleep. Let the rain fall on the window pane and fill the castle keep. I am weary now, weary to my bones, weary from the traveling, the endless country roads that brought us here tonight for this weekend and a chance to work it out. For we cannot live together and we cannot live apart. It's the classical dilemma between the head and the heart. She is sleeping now, softly in the night. And in my heart of darkness, she has been the only light. I am lost in love, looking at her face. Still I hear the voice of reason telling me to chase these dreams away. Ah, here we go again. We're divided from the start. Oh, we cannot live together. We cannot live apart. It's the classical dilemma between the head and the heart. The head and the heart. Now the dawn begins, and still I cannot sleep. My head is spinning round, but now the way is clear to me. There is nothing left to show. The jury and the judge will see. It's time to let her go. Now hear the heart. Oh, I believe that time will show. She will always be a part of my world. I don't want to see her.
I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. mighty glad you stayed. Been a fool too long, and I guess it's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Guess I'm on my way. Needed a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
Richie, never let you down, and so does my cat. Well, from that one to this one, Neil Diamond, and a song which we all love to hate, Love on the Rocks.
Love on the Rocks, ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday's gone. Now all I want is a smile. First they say they want you. Hey, how they really need you. Suddenly you find you're out there walking in a storm. You need, you can say what you want, not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cool when your love's on the rise. Yeah.
no big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies. Yesterday's gone.
I'm sitting here wondering, what am I going to play next? I had something out, and I forgot which one it is. Is it Bob Seger? Maybe it's this one. This is the one we specially selected to wind up the program for tonight. I'll be back tomorrow. Ha, they all say. So take care. Thanks for putting up with me. I've loved the music, and who knows, we may meet up in Susie Street for that free glass of wine.
I know it's late. I know you're weary. I know you're playing. Here we are, both of us lonely, longing for shelter from all that we see. Why should we worry? No one will care, girl. Look at the stars. We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? We've got tonight, babe. Why don't you stay? Deep in my soul, I've been so lonely. All of my hope. Everyone else does. I know I'll keep searching even after today. So there it is, girl. I'm sitting up tonight, and here we are again. What do you say? We've got to.
From Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 12 midnight. The news with George Long and Sybil Fennell. First, the headlines. The likelihood of a divorce referendum in the Republic.
The dock strike in Britain enters its third day.
A car crash in County Kildare leaves two dead and six injured.
And base lending rates in Britain are up.
Good morning. A referendum on divorce may be on the cards. It's predicted that the Dáil Committee on Marital Breakdown will take a decision on the issue later this week. Under present legislation, divorce is not permitted within the Republic. The dock strike in Britain is now entering its third day. Dozens of ships are lying idle in ports around the country, and there are fears that holidaymakers may also be hit, as Roland Burke reports.
The first national dock strike in Britain for 12 years began at midnight on Monday. Most of the major ports have been brought to a standstill. The Transport and General Workers Union has now decided to try to stop the movement of cargo through all British ports. Most passenger services are not yet affected by the dispute, although 260 cars and their passengers were stranded for most of the day on board two ferries in Liverpool, as the ships were unable to dock because of a workout by local operators. Settlement talks in the dispute broke down inconclusively, and the effects of the dock strike are being felt in the Republic as well. Mr. Liam Kennellan of the Confederation of Irish Industry says Ireland's exports to Britain, which would normally equal £10 million a day, have already been halved. Roland Burke for Nova News.
A two-car crash in County Kildare this afternoon has left 2 dead and 6 injured. The dead are a father and son, and 3 of the injured are children. The two cars collided head-on in Moy Valley. The names of the dead have not yet been released.
The Nigerian government is recalling its High Commissioner in London for consultations. Major General Hananeya is expected to brief the head of state, General Buhari, about the kidnapping of former Nigerian minister, Mr. Umaru Dikko, abducted from his London home last week, and later found drugged in a crate at Stansted Airport. Early today, Nigerian diplomat and 3 Israeli citizens were remanded in custody by magistrates in South London and charged in connection with the kidnapping. Base lending rates in Britain have been increased by 2%, and mortgage rates seem likely to follow suit. It's the second increase in bank rates in less than a month, as Chris Barry reports.
Barclays, Lloyds, the Midland and National Westminster banks all announced today that their base lending rates were going up from 10 to 12%, a 2% increase, and the second rise within 1 month. Deposit rates are also going up. The building societies will meet in London on Friday, and mortgage rates are almost certain to go up as well, possibly to 12 or even 13%. The pound sterling today fell to a new low against the dollar, closing at $1.3165. Chris Barry for Nova News.
A legal budget has been agreed for Liverpool, with rate increases of 17%. The Labour-controlled council passed the budget today, but there is still disagreement about the terms of the settlement reached during talks earlier this week between Labour councillors and the Environment Secretary Patrick Jenkin.
A Soviet freighter has been badly damaged in a collision with a Greek liner off Copenhagen. A Soviet ship was at one stage said to be in danger of sinking, but Danish officials say Soviet tanks will tow the freighter to a Russian port. The Greek liner, with more than 800 passengers, was only slightly damaged. There are no reports of injuries. Official strike action by train drivers at Dublin's Colonglay station halted almost half the scheduled suburban train services in and around the city this evening. The dispute is connected with CIE's plans to introduce a new rapid rail service next week. Further severe disruptions are expected on suburban services tomorrow. The leader of a gang which had planned to smuggle nearly £6 million worth of drugs into Britain was today sentenced to 10 years in jail. 37-year-old Robin Boswell was also ordered to pay £150,000 in fines and costs. 2 other men were jailed for 8 and 6 years respectively. The gang had used remote beaches in West Wales to smuggle cannabis into the country. A young French woman is fighting a legal battle to have her dead husband's baby. Alain Belleplay died 6 months ago, but some of his sperm is frozen, and now his widow, Karine, wants to conceive their child. The case is making legal history in France. The couple married last Christmas, just 2 days before Alain died from cancer. The sperm banks say that because the husband is now dead, they can't help. Karine says that French law should not prevent her right as a wife to bear her husband's child. The case continues.
In Britain, the Miners' Union Conference in Sheffield voted in favour of a change in the union's disciplinary procedure, which could be used to expel or suspend members who have not supported the 17-week-old coal strike. The voting was 166 to 62. The vote is taken in defiance of a High Court ruling last night that the conference should not discuss the proposed changes in the rules until Nottinghamshire miners, most of whom are still working, had been given a chance to tell their delegates how to vote. The 14 Nottinghamshire delegates today voted against the rule change. Magistrates in Nottinghamshire have lifted a picket ban on the wife of the miners' leader, Mr. Arthur Scargill. Mrs. Anne Scargill was further remanded on bail, along with 3 other women, on charges of obstruction outside a Nottinghamshire coalfield. And in the United States, local residents in the South Carolina town are evacuated from their homes for a time when a train collided with a fuel truck at a rail crossing. The carriages burst into flames and 3 people died in the blaze. Japan's biggest crime syndicate has sworn in a new leader. Under the watchful eye of the police, more than 300 gangsters attended the ceremony. They're all members of a crime syndicate said to number as many as 13,000. There was a fierce struggle for the leadership, and police fear a new outbreak of gang warfare. The group accounts for most of the country's organized crime, especially in drugs, gambling, and prostitution.
The weather forecast finally for the Bay Area. Scattered showers overnight, some heavy. The overnight low 11 degrees centigrade. The winds fresh southwesterly, moderating and becoming westerly. And sunny spells are forecast for the morning, with a high 17 degrees by noon. That's the way the world is this Thursday morning. It's 12:05 from George and I.
Good morning.
Radio Nova.
Come on along. Come on along. We've got some real nice songs to hear.
With Chris Berry.
It's really great to stay up late. It's sure to put you in good cheer.
You hear it all when you're tuned into All Night Nova. You'll have a ball. Here's his all. Chris Berry on your radio.
LVA playing your favorite song this Wednesday night, Thursday morning. That's from Dionne Warwick, Burning Bridges. Well, thank you to Chris Carey. It's a hard act to follow, you know, but we certainly do our best. And also thanks to Sybil and George for the midnight news. Mellow favorites between now and 2 a.m. this morning with Quincy Jones, 100 Ways.